Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about episode 5 of Halo.
Alaria.
Well, this was better.
It was not as
yikes as the battle from last season. Battle boring, I guess that's what I'm going to call it. There's some real, I'm real peeved at some of the characters, but like, I feel like I'm supposed to be. So, you know, that was fine. a much better episode.
Yeah, I agree. I was a little nervous there at the beginning with that ridiculous wrist thing. But
I was so fucking pissed.
I'm like, come on. And I really would have been like, I'm done if they had had her succeed.
Killed her?
No. If she had actually made it, you know, unscathed.
Yeah, unscathed. Or if they had killed her. I'd have been pissed either way. I was pissed because I was like, that's bullshit. That's so, to me, felt so out of character because I was like, I get it. We don't leave a man behind. No, I'm sorry. Yes, because we have like that saying in the Marines too. You know, that's nice. Except when you endanger the lives of everybody else.
Exactly.
We don't do that.
Yeah. And if you really believed in that, you would have gotten him right from the start.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
we don't kill everybody to get a body. That's what we don't do.
Yeah. I mean, just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I guess they had needed a reason to write her off.
And that's all they could come up. They didn't need her to be more injured or to do she could have just said, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know? Because they had to leave him behind, or I don't know. It just was, they were jumping the shark with that one. But,
you know, although I could have killed the fucking doctor when she said, you're nobody now, when she decided to stay behind, I thought somebody needs to punch her in the fucking face.
Oh, I think they all want to punch her in the fucking face.
Master Chief was already treating Riz poorly for making this decision. When I'm like, dude, she's literally using canes. I don't know what exactly you expect her to do as a soldier. What?
Work harder.
Sorry, Master Chief, look at her. What kind of support do you, physical, not mental, emotional, whatever, what kind of physical support do you expect her to back you up with right now?
Right.
This is not a good look on you, buddy. But then when the doctor's like, you're nobody now?
Well, I mean, for him, that's his training. That's what he expected of her, was that mindset, you know? But that's, and the Halsey, that's like slap in the face failure for Halsey, because she didn't program these people. Yeah, they all hate her. You know, I think she was genuinely shocked that she wasn't going to win this one. You know? Oh my God, she just told me to fuck off. And she means it. And she's not going to fight. Because one woman waved at her.
And suddenly she's found peace.
Yeah.
She's remembering everything she learned in one massage session. about embracing your pain so that you can. I'm like, wow, that was a really big character growth moment in one moment. Literally.
My gut is telling me that we're gonna see her again.
Yeah, so. Maybe so. I mean, I feel like Master Chief needs some kind of team besides Kai, who's like off. Well,
Kai's not. Yeah, she's gone. She's off being Master Chief.
Yeah, training some Spartan wannabes.
Kessler.
It looks like Clone Wars over there.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I'm not sure what's going on there.
And then we have the whole storyline with Kessler and Soren. So what do you think is going to happen there?
I thought that was interesting. I kind of knew like they were not going to find him.
Yeah, that was a little too easy.
It's going to be too easy.
Oh, look, one ship with one 10-year-old. That's him.
Yeah, I was not expecting it to be the UNSC that had stolen him.
Yeah.
that did surprise me. So I was like, bravo, Halo. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little child soldier. Creepy. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this still. We condemned Halsey for it. Dr. Halsey. And but yeah, we're gonna do it again.
Yeah.
Great. Good job, guys. Bravo.
So,
clap.
And knowing that, what
or are they
the
holding
point...
him hostage to get Soren back?
Yeah, maybe. What was the point of leaving them behind without their armor?
To let them die.
Right.
Yeah, to give it to new people.
But I mean, we're running out of planets to run to. We're running out of soldiers if we're recruiting 10-year-olds.
Well, I think that Riz they look at as a handicap because she was mm-hmm. injured. And I think Master Chief, I think all of them they look at as
liability.
Because they took their chips out, they're not as good anymore.
Yeah.
And they look at, you know, I think Kai, because she went to them, feels like maybe manipulatable, clearly.
Yeah.
And so that's why she's the only one that got saved. And the rest of them, need to be left behind to die. That's the feeling that I got.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that we were going to see, you know, that Ackerson maybe knew that Master Chief had, you know, and had left the suits in the hopes that Master Chief was going to fight back or something. But now I'm like, no, this is some like Clone Wars bullshit happening. And maybe he's fighting for humanity, but he's fighting for a very select few of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And
but he seems to have just accepted the fact that we can't win. So
it's very hard, though, because there is a part of me that is like, if you are, maybe I just read too many fantasy novels. but if you are at the very top and you have so much information and you have someone like Cortana mm-hmm. who you believe to be next to infallible when it comes to information and processing and being able to sketch out scenarios, and they've basically told you there's no way to win this
mm-hmm.
but maybe they've told you there is a way to save a few people
mm-hmm.
if you make some really terrible, horrible, difficult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You are the bad guy, but maybe you're the bad guy that saves humanity.
Yeah.
And you, like, it's like kind of like that Iron Man versus Captain America, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, where is the line where it's like, even if everybody, every last human dies, the right thing to do is never to give up. Never to give up, never to surrender. We don't trade lives, right? That's what Captain America says. We don't trade lives. We don't trade people. We're not going to leave the planet. We're not going to surrender. You know, we're not going to choose the best of whoever we think is the best of this person. We're not going to, uh-huh. you know, do this. We're not going to abandon anybody. But like, we believe truly down to our bones that if we do this, every last human is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have gone out with honor and maybe, you know, we will have gone out fighting for humanity. Or we act like ruthless and like what we think of as a bad person. And we do abandon people and we do trade lives and we pick, you know, the best of the smartest of the whatever. And lots of people die.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe most everybody dies. But some people live. In that case, maybe, I don't know, like it's like a really hard, you know, if you're in charge, I could see why that would be a really hard call not to make. It would be a really fucking hard call to make, and I it would be almost impossible to do either way, I think.
Yeah.
But I think that, to me, it seems like that's the position he's in, based on the sort of like,
and now he doesn't have Cortana. Now he doesn't have Cortana.
But I just mean that based on the little snippets that we've seen, my impression is that is the position he's in. And that is the decision he has had to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel empathy for him. I think he's,
yeah, you can tell he's
not happy
sweating this. Yeah, that this is not,
it's not what he wants,
right? But he's sticking to the mission.
He's gonna do it.
Yep.
It doesn't make him a good guy, but it
and unfortunately make him a bad guy. It also means that he's sticking to exactly what he knows.
Yeah.
Versus being able to listen to Master Chief, who has pretty valuable other information. Yes. Because he's just rotely sticking to the plan, that was a mistake. And now McKee has Cortana, which is going to be an interesting coalition.
Which is interesting because she and the guy with her are going against the Covenant.
Right.
Which is really intriguing to me. And she doesn't want to kill Master Chief.
Right.
Do you think she's on Master Chief's side? Like, do you think that they will be able to come to some sort of, like, interesting, if she's working with Cortana? Do you think I don't know. Like, maybe there could be kind of, like, a truce in there somehow? Because clearly, like, she's not on the Prophet's side or whatever anymore.
And I don't know that she's even really on Arbiter's side. I mean, she's lying to him. She set him up to, you know, think that he's the chosen one. He's the one who's supposed to be, who has the power to do these things, which he very quickly just went, oh, okay. And she's clearly using Cortana to set that lie up. So is she really working toward whatever she believes this prophecy is, you know, because she clearly sees the people who are controlling her or think they're controlling her are false prophets or false people holding the prophecy. So what is her end game? It seems to me that she doesn't want everything destroyed. And
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it seems like maybe she recognizes there's bad people on both sides, and maybe Master Chief will go, there's bad people on both sides, but maybe we can actually work together. Because now he's realized, like, the Admiral was the one that, like, manipulated Cortana, you know, and was trying to manipulate him. And so, I don't know.
I do.
Like I said, this was a good episode. There was a lot in this one, especially just because the last one was so shitty.
So shitty, yeah. And the whole thing with Quan Ha and creepy glassed woman.
Yeah.
She's so creepy, but I love her.
That was weird.
Does she have a name? I don't even know what her name is.
I was like, I guess your martyrdom did work.
I guess
you're walking into the lava, I suppose, was not for nothing.
No, now here you are, showing up somewhere else, being all spooky.
That was super weird. So we'll see where that goes.
So did it seem like Quan Ha was going to go with John, or is she staying on Illyria?
I don't think we know.
Right?
Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, I liked it. I was really glad because I was really... I lost my faith after last week. I thought,
lost my faith. I was just really disappointed in the battle. It was like for a video game, action centered, to do that terrible job on the big battle, on like a big battle scene that they spend boatloads of money on CGI. I mean, so much money they had to spend on CGI for that episode. And then
it looks like maybe there was a budget cut
There was a budget cut. Maybe that's why it all looked the same. But, you know, like, they still had to spend a lot of money on a fucking hour-long battle scene. And then, like, it was boring as shit.
I think it was sort of like how Strike Back reused the plane landing over and over again. And it was always, anytime they showed a jet, you know, an airliner landing, it was the same footage, just played one way or the other. Or the horse. in the warrior.
Oh god, the horses in warrior. That was so funny.
Oh, it was so awesome.
Well, anyways.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to next week to see.
Yeah, me too.
Because we
can't believe we only have like 4 episodes left.
Not even, I don't think. Oh, right. Are there eight episodes? I think
okay, there's I'm eight. Look it up for.
Okay, I think there's eight.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. So
3 episodes left.
3 episodes left.
So hopefully that means a lot is going to happen. I'm guessing. My guess is they'll maybe figure out where Kessler is, but that will be a cliffhanger, trying to get him out or whatever.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. Okay, episode 6 is Onyx. Episode 7 is Thermopylae. It's telling. And then episode 8 is episode 2.8. So I'm like, either it's unnamed or the name would give away too much.
Yep. My guess, unnamed.
My guess is unnamed too, because the promo image is the exact same as episode 7.
Yeah. So I think they're still working on it.
Yeah. So yeah. So anyways, good turnaround for this week.
Yep. Agreed.
So we look forward to episode 6.
Yep. I'm really looking forward to it. Just enough breadcrumbs in this one.
Much better. Let us know if you guys are watching and what y'all think. And then we will catch you next time.
All right. See ya.